Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 716. The topic is Q&A and the title is Diet Adherence Questions. So we had some questions in regards to diet adherence, and I thought it would make a good podcast if we kind of combine them a little bit, because there are common issues that come up with clients and with people asking questions online and with the podcast as well. So we promoted you due to the new kind of category of Q&A to send in a lot of questions. Don't worry if it's too detailed, not detailed enough, too short, too long, whatever. You ask the question, we'll figure out how to give it back to you, give the answer to you. Let us do that work. You just let us know what you want to know. So the question I asked somebody recently was, what's been holding you back with being able to follow the diet plan? So they had the diet plan, very smart person in the sense like they understand what they're supposed to do. It's not a confusional aspect in the sense of they know what the program is, they know what they're supposed to do, they know the guidelines, they know how to measure food, they know how to track food, they know everything they should do, quote unquote should do. They know what's best for them to do. They're just not doing it. So what are the reasons? What's holding them back? And three things that come up recently in conversations have been forgetting to eat, emotional aspects related to both overeating and undereating, and social events. They go out with social events and kind of lose their mind and eat a bunch of stuff they shouldn't eat. So let's go through these real quick. We're just going to kind of hit on them, give you some ideas that I've worked for myself and clients in the past, and hopefully they'll help you. So feel free to take a note. This will probably be good stuff to remember and good stuff to keep in mind. And it is things that you will have to put a little bit of effort into. Meaning, if you are currently choosing not to do the right things, listening to this podcast and changing nothing about your behavior, changing nothing about your mindset, will not magically allow you to all of a sudden follow the diet plan correctly. You have to actually do an effort to make a change. So my hope is that we will discuss in this podcast what are some good efforts that are worth your time and energy. You can then put these into practice by doing them, and then you'll get the benefit from them. So number one, forgetting to eat. You simply have to make the decision that your nutrition is more important than what else you are doing. This is commonly related to people who work. And they take pride in their work. They take kind of personal kind of identity within their work. And work is very important to them, and or they're just kind of excited. They're passionate. So I actually fit into this category. I forget to eat. I have taught myself not to forget. So I am a lot better at it now. But when I was younger, I would forget to eat. When I'm in moments of crisis, I forget to eat. Whenever I have moments of stress or trying to get a lot done, feeling overwhelmed, I forget to eat. So I do this myself. What I've had to decide is that my goals that are nutrition related will never be met if I never make my nutrition a priority. Yes, I could work through my lunch, send an extra one or two emails that day, and miss my food. Are the one or two emails going to make or break my job? Probably not. Is missing an entire meal going to make or break my daily benefit of my nutrition? Yes, it's going to make a significant difference. If you undereat during the day, you will respond by overeating at night and or having very intense cravings that you put off, you fight off for a day or two, and then you binge and break the diet on the third or fourth day. There are consequences to skipping meals. There are consequences to not following your nutrition. What you are doing right now that got you where you are now has been to not have your nutrition a priority. If you continue to not have your nutrition a priority, you will continue to be exactly where you are right now. You must make the decision of what's going to be most important. You have to decide on what your priorities are. Then, there are ways to have quick meals. There's ways to get fast, easy foods in. I talk about these things all the time. We have past podcasts about them all the time. There are ways to make food fit you. You don't have to be miserable. Diets can fit your lifestyle. You first, though, have to decide that you're going to make room for the diet. You're going to put some effort into the diet. You cannot continue to do everything and anything that you want, disregarding nutrition, and have it all of a sudden work. So what we want to know is that how can we do quick meals? We have that. That was podcast number 678, quick meals, easy food prep. That way we know that we can, if we make food a priority, we can get something in and we can get it in quick and still go about our work business. We don't have to necessarily give up all of our work to sit down and have a three-course meal. It doesn't have to be that way. So you can find diets that fit you. We've talked about this. So one of the things here that we have is nutrition is podcast 694. What you want doesn't exist, which has to do with kind of deciding that you will make a difference in your nutrition and you will go ahead and put nutrition at a high priority. So that's what we want to do. We want to make that decision first. Then what we can do with that in mind is we can schedule our meals. We can better remind ourselves that we're supposed to eat. The phrase out of sight, out of mind applies here very well. If our meal times, if our diet plan is out of sight, it will be out of mind because you're not used to thinking of it. So put a post-it note on your computer. Make a note on the home screen of your phone. Tape a note card to the front of your steering wheel, to the visor in your car. Put it on the fridge at home. Put it on your TV screen at home. Wherever you see things every day. The mirror in the bathroom. Whatever you see every day, make sure you see a reminder for nutrition. People, clients have done reminder alarms on their phone. They'll set an alarm when the time is supposed to eat. They'll have a calendar, just kind of like visual image on the home screen of their phone. Many people put notes on their computer. So that's typically when people say they forget to eat. There are things that we are doing when we forget. If you're always on your phone, put a note there. If you're always on the computer, put a note there. If you're running around the house doing chores, but you know that you always pass by a mirror or like part by the kitchen, you go to the bathroom, put a note there. You need to put reminders so you see them, so you hear them. So this external thing, the note, the alarm, whatever, can help you remember what you're supposed to do. Again, out of sight, out of mind, get it in sight. Make a decision that your nutrition is important. So I've talked about this in the past, but I had a gentleman one time tell me, well, once I start working, I just kind of, you know, I like to keep going. Well, then you're an idiot. Don't take pride in being stupid. You know nutrition is important. You know you're supposed to eat. It does not make you, it's not something to brag about to say, well, I don't take care of myself. I put others' needs before my own to the point where I have my own health problems and I will no longer ever be able to help other people. If you love your spouse, if you love your family, take care of yourself. Always putting yourself last does not help them. You will die early. Your quality of life will diminish early. You will be worn out, frustrated, angry, resentful, short-tempered. The quality of your life will go to trash because you are not taking care of it. You will then treat everyone around you like trash, and or you will not be able to give your best. You may be able to keep a happy smile on your face, but you're tired all the time, you can't move all the time, you can't do what you want to do, what you know you should do, what you're supposed to do. You can't be your best if you do not take care of yourself. So if you take pride in your work ethic, if you take pride in the fact that you do not take care of yourself, you don't take time to eat. I work through my lunch break, you're an idiot. Now this sounds very mean, and I'm intending it to be kind of harsh, because you need to wake up. Working so hard that you exclude all other things in your life. is not something that is actually brag-worthy. You know what the hardest thing to do in life is? Address everything correctly in the order that it's supposed to be addressed. It's easier to dismiss everything and just work, work, work. It's harder to stop work to eat. Do you know why I know that? Because you're not doing it. You think you're doing the harder thing? Bullshit. Make the choice to stop to eat when you're supposed to, and you tell me how hard that is. If you're not used to it, it is difficult to do. But you need to do it if you want to make progress, if you want to have results, if you want to reach your goals. So don't tell me how tough you are because you work through what you're supposed to do. That's not being tough, that's being stupid. Don't be stupid. So, how about that for some lovely advice? I'm just basically being a jerk today. So that's the first thing you want to do, is if you forget to eat, make the decision that it's important to you. Set reminders. Put things in your face, in your sight, that you will see that reminds you to do it. Okay? Then when you do eat, make sure you pick quick options. Like we said, we gave you the podcast about quick options. There's tons and tons and tons of quick foods. I have a bagel sandwich every morning. I put the bagel in the toaster, pull out some lunch meat, pull out some hot sauce. When the bagel's done, I put the lunch meat and the hot sauce on the bagel, smush it together, put it in a paper towel, walk out the door, and I eat, eat, eat. Very quick. Takes less than 2 minutes. Very simple. You can eat cashews. I eat salt and pepper cashews as one of my snacks. You rip the top off the bag, pour some of it in your face, you munch, 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 pour some of it in your face, munch, 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 while you're typing up an email. Super quick, super easy. There are ways to get it done. You just have to actually want to make the difference and be willing to do something new. Now, emotional stress. This one is rough. I will not pretend that this is not a big issue and that this is not a difficult issue. It isn't as easy as let me just choose to be happy. And all of a sudden, everything will work. Just like when you say, I forget to eat. I didn't say, well, you just need to remember. No shit. We know that. How do I get myself to remember? So if you have emotional issues connected with food, say you overeat. Somebody says, well, just don't eat that much. No shit. I know that. But how do I do that? That's the question. If my emotional stress is related to undereating, well, you just got to make sure you eat. No shit. I know that. How do I do that? That's what we want to answer today, is how do we do that? Well, again, it goes down to scheduled reminders. So if you have emotional issues connected with undereating, then those reminders that we just talked about with the forgetting to eat, kind of the same thing. You know, so if you don't feel like eating, you just want a reminder that kind of promotes you to eat. Anything is better than nothing, so you have to drop your nutritional rules of what you think is healthy. Don't worry about that. Just getting the calories that you're supposed to have is more important than the quality of food, especially if it results in you not eating any food. We do need to get food in. So our goal will be to say, okay, let me drop my rules. Let me just focus on calories. Calories over quality. Let me set my reminder so I remember when I'm supposed to eat. If I don't feel hungry, just let me drink something to have some calories. If I'm not hungry for chicken breast and rice and I'd rather have a slice of pizza is better than no food at all. If you track your calories and you make sure your calories are correct for the day, any food is better than no food. Then, what you can also do is add daily reminders of your goals that kind of remind you of why you ever wanted to eat better in the first place. Maybe you have a trip coming up. Maybe a family member is getting married. That's a common one. You know, I often talk to dads who, you know, their daughter's getting married and they want to walk them down the aisle and look good. Well, put a picture of your daughter in your phone, in your wallet, on the fridge. Whatever you want to do, put the date of the wedding in your vision. How many days you have left? Track that. Remind yourself of what you're doing it for. Then also talk to somebody. Get some counseling. Maybe just kind of get some of these emotions addressed. I am not a counselor in any way, and I don't pretend to be one. So, but I do know that it's most often helpful to talk to somebody. If you're wrestling with all this stress in your mind, and you have emotional kind of distress and challenge. Verbalizing it with somebody, and like that alone feels better. Just having voiced it, then having someone listen to you, somebody maybe can hear your story, can understand your story. That can help a lot. Now, if you have emotional stress and that relates to overeating, again, calories over quality. If you're going to overeat, have some fun foods. If you want to have the brownies, have the brownies. But track your calories to make sure the calories don't go too crazy. Try to keep them within the realm of what they're supposed to be. You can also focus on, if you're mindlessly eating, focus on proteins. Proteins have a less carryover to body fat than carbs and fats do. Protein has more uses in our body. You can also exercise that day. Do something that creates muscular tissue damage, because then the extra calories go towards that repair before they go towards body fat. So these are some things we can do. Then when we look at social events, when I go out with friends, I kind of don't track what I'm doing well and I end up overeating. That is common. That happens. You know, we get kind of excited in the environment. We're talking and BSing, and before we know it, a plate of food or two is gone. You know, all the chips in the guacamole bowl are gone. But again, think of calories over quality. Just track your calories that day. Make sure your calories don't go over. But if you want to have a piece of cheesecake or a couple bites of this, a couple bites of that, go for it. Just make sure your calories are controlled. Again, you can focus on proteins, because we know that proteins have less carryover to body fat in excess than carbs and fats do. And we can exercise before the social event. If you go into the social event with muscular tissue damage, less of the extra calories will transfer over to body fat. They'll go more towards the muscular repair. So these are some things we can do. Hopefully this gave you some ideas to focus on. And I wish you the best of luck in your diet plan. I understand completely that having the plan and knowing the plan is one thing. But living out the plan day by day is where most people run into issues. We have to find ways to change our current mindset, to change our current behaviors, to make room for the new mindset, the new behaviors that'll lead us to a new place. You can do it. It's within your control. You just have to find the ways that work best for you. So I've been personal training for 18 years. I've had well over 2,000 clients. Taught the university level for 7.5 years, had over 500 students. I've talked to a lot of people struggling with adherence to programs and plans is by far the number one problem over understanding the program or plan. Adherence is common. It's a common issue, but it's also commonly overcome. Many people have addressed successfully forgetting to eat. I'm one of them. Many people have addressed successfully emotional eating related to overeating and undereating. It has been done before, and it can be done by you. Many people learn how to blend a social life, a healthy social life, with healthy eating. It can be done, it's been done before, and it can be done by you. Take the tips we gave in the podcast, put them into practice. Will it go easy right away? Probably not. Are you going to mess up a bunch? Probably. Just give yourself time. Don't give up. Keep working at it. And you'll eventually get there. Just aim for progress over perfection. Just try to get a little bit better week by week, month by month. You can do this. If you need help beyond this podcast, reach out to us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. We're always happy to help. If you want some online client options, the ways in which we help our clients, check out our website, www.brutalirongym.com. We're always happy to help. I just hope that these podcasts themselves are helpful. And I hope that you're encouraged to reach out whenever you have a question, wherever you have an issue, whenever you maybe need another person's insight. We're here. and we're always happy to help. So thank you for tuning in. If you do like this podcast, if you think this podcast is helpful, whether this one specifically or the podcast in general, if you think it's a helpful thing into your life, share it into others' lives as well. Share it with your loved ones, share it with your family, share it with your friends, share it with people who you want to have the best life that they can have. You want them to be happy in their life. Cool. Okay, if you like this type of information, you can always find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, like we always say, this podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.